It's the last day of Catholic Schools Week. Everyone, I want to welcome all the parents of our kids and all our kids. We have started a beautiful tradition here at the cathedral. The last day on Friday, we call it Fill the Church Friday. And so for all you 8 a.m. Mass goers, that's why you didn't get your pew this morning. And so welcome, all of you. Thank you for filling the church. I keep forgetting, I have to have my staff remind me to take up a collection on this day. It's wrong to have a full church and not do that. Kids, I trust you had a good week, and I'm going to join you for Know Your Faith Championship this afternoon. It's very timely that we're going through the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Mark, dear people, during Catholic Schools Week. Because in the Gospel of Mark, there are two chapters where Christ is a teacher, where he teaches. It's chapter 13 and chapter 4. Christ is teaching. And what he's teaching, the subject, is the kingdom of God. He says, this is how it is with the kingdom of God. Kids, he could have said, this is how it is with faith. He could have said, this is how it is with grace. He could have said, this is how it is with friendship with God. That this is how it works. This is how it is. And he uses two simple images. Those of us from North Dakota should appreciate, they're both agricultural images. One is a farmer planting a seed. And then it grows and he knows not how. He doesn't make it grow. He plants. And then the other one is this mustard seed, which is the smallest of seeds, but grows to be, once planted, grows to be the largest of plants. What I want to focus on, parents and kids, is those images, the role we play, moms and dads, faculty, the role we play is planting the seed. It requires that we plant the seed. Moms, dads, faculty, that's what that school's about. Every single day, we're trying to plant the seed of faith so that it will grow. Plant the seed of friendship with Jesus so it will grow. That's what we try to do day in and day out, as you do in your home. I'm reading the latest biography on Pope Francis called The Great Reformer. It's proving to be an excellent read. I read it in bed right before I go to sleep. And when it came to faith, the most influential person in Francis's life, his name, kids, before he became Pope, was George Jorge. That might be on your Know Your Faith Championship today, so keep that in mind. Jorge, the most influential person in his life when it came to faith was his grandmother, Rosa. His grandmother, Rosa. And he recounts a story when he was a little child. Down in Buenos Aires, Argentina. And two women walked by who had funny hats on. And he said, Grandma, are those two nuns? Apparently in Argentina, nuns wear funny hats. They were actually from the Salvation Army. And his grandmother said this, no, they aren't. But they're good people. They're good people. They're different than you and me. But they're still good people. And that planted a seed in that little boy's heart. To know that even those who are different than me have a goodness I need to learn how to see. And now, as Pope Francis, that tree has grown. And he's trying to get the whole world to plant that seed. Moms and dads, what are some of those little mustard seeds that we could be tempted to throw away? Grace before meals. It's a little seed, but it grows to be big. The tone of voice, mom and dad, that you use to speak to each other. A little thing, but that grows to be something very big in the heart of a child. To close, St. Gregory the Great, Pope of the 6th century, you know what he said this seed is? He said this seed is the body of Christ that was buried in the earth and rose again. And you know what the weed is that grew from that seed? The Eucharist. That little seed has become this plant of wheat that feeds the whole world. Moms and dads, if my heart was more holy and pure, I would say these next words with tears. Be sure to plant in the heart of your children a love for the Eucharist. Plant that seed, I beg you. Plant it. And it will grow into beautiful, beautiful things. May God bless our schools and bless you for your generosity to them.